Keeping a clean house is hard, but keeping a clean house with kids, now that's on a whole different level. Between the sticky fingers, toys everywhere, and spontaneous trash or breadcrumbs, I mean, that's a losing battle. But here's the good news. A clean, calm, and pristine home is possible even with the little rascals running around. Today, we're breaking down 12 science-backed realistic methods and strategies to keep your house clean so it doesn't take your entire life. Let's start with the foundation of a clean home, which is clutter-free. Clutter isn't just a visual nuisance. It's mind-blogging, stressful, causes anxiety, so it's best not to have it. Research shows that excessive clutter can cause procrastination, excessive stress, anxiety, and mental fatigue. Now, in homes with kids, clutter can run amok, and here are a few simple habits on how to prevent them. Lead by example. I mean, it's one of the foundations, right? If your kids watch you clean and organize, they're gonna have a role model to live up to, and naturally they're gonna do it by themselves. But if you're a wreck yourself, your entire home's gonna be a wreck. Assign a place for everything. Whether it's socks, Legos, Play-Doh, and books, everything needs its assigned place. You could color code it, leave boxes open, and train your kids and label them to be able to store everything properly. Keep surfaces clear. Clutter is not only about physical disturbances, but it's also visual, hence why the mental disturbances that are caused by cluttered homes. So make sure to clear off your tables, counters, window sills, and whatever else you see. Use strategic storage. Remember to have baskets under benches, labeled bins in closets, and hammocks in playrooms so kids can go ahead and put everything away where everything is accessible and not too hard to do the objective, which is clutter-free home. The power of habit is key here, so make sure to make cleaning a routine at the same day, same time, and before any type of sequence. For example, set a 10-minute timer before dinner and lunch to make sure to clean. Your kids will be programmed. Habits are the backbone of a consistent clean home. Once it becomes a habit, it's not a burden, it becomes routine. It's just like waking up or brushing your teeth or even eating. Experts do say that habits form within 18 to 254 days, with an average around 66 days. So be consistent. Consistent and consistent. Also, establish house rules. You might want to write them down or make your little commandments at the house. For example, everybody cleans their own plate after dinner. Before bed, all the toys are put away in the hammocks. Use and implement the 2-minute rule, which is if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it, as Nike says. So for example, after making a sandwich, do the dishes. Throw away the trash immediately after. You take off your socks, put it in the bin. Once again, build routine habits. Structure, structure, structure. So on Monday, you could do laundry for shirts, on Tuesdays for pants, on Wednesdays for those dirty socks. Vacuum every Tuesday and Friday. Mop the kitchen every Sunday. So ideally, after the 66th day, once this habit becomes established and ingrained in your brain, you literally do it like a robot, right? As the author Charles of The Power of Habit, once you do a routine and it becomes a habit, it becomes second nature and no longer becomes a nuisance. Invest in good quality cleaning equipment. That's exactly what we do here at Rucci Cleaning. But anyways, when we clean with quality, efficient, effective equipment, not only is it faster, is it better, you have a sense of this feels good. You feel good about yourself, right? You get a good haircut, you're looking good, you feel good. You get a nice clean shirt, feel good, you look good. Whereas if you spill coffee all over your shirt, you're not feeling too good, right? By the same token, when you have quality, effective, efficient cleaning equipment, you're just more likely to do the do because you have better equipment, feel good doing the process. The vacuum feels good in your hands. It's cleaner when you vacuum. The mop doesn't leave streaks on your floor. So you have a better end result and a better product. And therefore you feel better about yourself. And the habit might form a little quicker than the 66-day rule. Essential tools to invest in. Number one, HEPA vacuum. Why? A regular vacuum, when you vacuum, it recirculates the dust. Now, if you have asthma or any type of allergy problems, This is going to aggravate the problem. Not only that, but you're getting dust into your ears, nose, eyes, and all over your TV and the crevices of electronics. So what's the purpose of vacuuming if you're just gonna recirculate it, right? Microfiber towels. Why are they better than paper towels? Well, as the name says it, they have thousands of microfibers that when you put over a surface and slide it through, it's going to pick up all the micro dust in the process. So it's very effective in the cleaning process. And not only that, they're reusable. A steam cleaner. Now, who doesn't like a steam cleaner, right? As you're doing the process of cleaning, for example, your bathroom or your grout lines or your tile, it just makes it fun watching the steam come out. Not only that, you're not using chemicals. It's sanitized, effective, quick, and fun. Eco-friendly sponges. Cellulose sponges are fun, biodegradable, and clean just as effective as a regular sponge. But most importantly, you're doing something good for the environment. Now, when the tuff gets going, you want to use something more aggressive. And we're going to go ahead and get an abrasive scrubber. You can use this on when there's food stuck that's been left there. Maybe somebody didn't remember their habit and you have to go back and clean it. Or in the bathroom to get the soap scum off, to get it off effectively. Choose quality chemicals. Avoid harsh chemicals with VOCs. If you already have respiratory problems, it's just going to make it worse. In addition to that, you don't want those harsh chemicals touching you. As we know, our skin is very absorbent, so anything that lands on it will hit your blood system. It varies per chemical and by how much. So always remember to wear gloves as well. Now, as parents, cleaning doesn't have to fall on our shoulders. We have kids growing up that need to develop very, very good habits. So therefore, we need to bring them in and bring in the fun with them. Now, I understand that kids vary in ages, so you're not gonna assign the same cleaning habits to a 2-year-old compared to a 7-year-old. So for 2-year-olds, what do? They play with their toys, so they have to put away their toys. Ages 4 to 7, they can start doing laundry, sorting it, maybe doing dishes. Ages 8 and above, they can start vacuuming, mopping, thoroughly cleaning the entire house, basically everything that an adult does. Why not? Why does this work? Cleaning together, ideally, number one, makes the family bond together in a group activity. This fosters relationships within each other, makes them stronger, and it makes everybody whole. It also gives children a sense of ownership of their own stuff. Don't believe me, believe the data. Psychologists have figured out that kids that participate in daily chores with their parents have better self-esteem, are more confident, and are more successful in life. Now, nobody wants to do anything for free, and habits are really hard to form if there's no reward. Hence, the cue habit reward system explained by the power of habit. And an effective and efficient way to create a habit is to have a reward at the end of the habit. By the same token, you can use charts with reward systems and a reward financial plan for your kids. For example, they do this chore, they do this chore, they do this chore, they earn points, a certain amount of points, they get rewards, there's different prizes. Get the idea? Implement organizational techniques. Disorganization is one of the reasons why homes get messy so quick and so bad. The more structure you have within organizing your home, rules, systems, the more effective and easier it is to maintain it. Once again, assign a place for everything. Make it a rule. If you want, you could create a handbook for it. Label it, color code it, program your kids to memorize where everything goes. Scream at them if you have. Once you get everything in place and organized, you have a structure and a system, it's a lot easier to keep it going. Now, if your kids are spoiled, you need to implement this rule. Try the one in, one out. What this means is anytime you get something new, something has to go out. One in, one out. You get a new toy, an old toy goes out. Of course, you let them pick. Might be a little bit painful for them, but they'll get used to it and they'll create good habits, especially not to become a hoarder. Going into the data, studies show that having a clean and cluttered space reduces cortisol levels. Have you heard of that? cortisol is the hormone that causes severe stress. So anything that we could do to mitigate that and reduce it, we're gonna have a stronger household within the family. Draw up a cleaning schedule with a clear plan. It sets order and havoc, and everybody knows what to do, when, how, and what. For example, Monday kitchen, Tuesday bathroom, Wednesday living room, Thursday day off, Friday bedrooms, and so forth. Once again, kids are varying in different ages. I'm not sure what stage your kids are in, but parents should handle the heavy stuff and the bossing around, whereas the kids need to handle the light stuff. Organize books, clear the table, make the table, put your toys away. Having a schedule removes the guesswork, keeps everybody organized, on point, on track, and removes the guesswork. Once again, implement a reward system. Everybody loves a reward, and when kids know at the end of the goal there's a reward, they're more likely to do the task. Now, we don't have to get all extravagant here. They could be minor rewards, such as 30 minutes more of screen time, 30 minutes later of bedtime, choosing dinner, going on a play date, getting a new toy. Over time, as the habits form and become ingrained, the rewards have to be less frequent and less extravagant, wherein the habit forms and solidifies, becomes strong and becomes second nature for them. Teach kids to titty as they go when they're doing a project like baking, clean as you go instead of waiting till the end. Encourage mini resets throughout the day to stay on top of things. This not only keeps your house clean, but it creates an executive function into your kids. The ability to manage time, tasks, and transitions. Clean little and often. You don't have to sit there and clean for 1 hour, which is gonna drag and seem dreadful. You can do 10 minutes here, there, here, and over there, and bam, it stays clean, it stays organized, cortisols are low, everybody's focused, everybody has a executive brain now, and everybody becomes successful. For example, sweep while dinner is cooking, wipe the bathroom mirror while you're brushing your teeth, fold laundry while watching your kids play. Remember that it's all about working, cleaning through your day instead of trying to carve out an entire time out of your day to clean, which is sucky, right? Make cleaning fun. Cleaning doesn't have to be boring, especially for kids that are easily bored. Make it a game. For example, clean before the music ends. See who could fold the clothes faster. Give stickers and points for completed chores. Just as we have our toys, kids need their toys. We could convert that into cleaning toys. Give them a cute little broom that's colorful. They're gonna enjoy cleaning. Give them a miniature vacuum, a kid's version of a microfiber cloth, colorful cleaning gloves. I mean, that's gonna make them feel special. And don't forget to praise their effort. Positive feedback is always a reward. It doesn't have to be monetary. It could always be a positive feedback that's going to help their self-esteem. Have realistic expectations. Your house doesn't need to be immaculate, perfect, the best one on the block. It just needs to be clean, clutter-free enough for you to be able to function throughout your day without being disorganized, discombobulated, have your cortisol levels rising out of the water. Just good enough to be able to function on a day-to-day basis. Focus on what really matters: kitchens, bathrooms, living rooms, visible areas that are greatly affected. Remember that even though we instruct our kids to put their toys away, it's okay to have them on the floor here and there. Don't be a perfectionist. Be a realistic person with common sense. With the right systems, smart tools, and intuitive routines involving the entire family, you can have a clean house with kids. It's reasonable, practical, and it's obtainable. This is Giovanni with Ricci Cleaning. Follow, like, share, and stay tuned for our next episode.